Good morning, everyone, and welcome to another Audio Boo brought to you by me, yours truly. Anyway, this morning, yeah, it's kind of slow and kind of, you know, blah, but I got to thinking about something. I was listening to Darren or Blind Drummer's Audio Boo yesterday about the severe weather awareness, and I was thinking about, you know, how everybody has nicknames for different states, like, let's see, the Lone Star State, which is, you know, Texas, the Big Easy, wait, that's Louisiana, I think, yeah, and, can't think of any more. I know there's several out there. Of course, they always call California the Golden State, but I've thought of my own nickname for it. And it came to my memory yesterday as I was listening to that boo, because they always tell you about emergency preparedness, and they always tell you about, you know, just being ready in case of, you know, a sort of an emergency or, you know, just anything that happens. Well, I've decided to call California the shake and bake state. And here's why. California is known for its earthquakes, hence the shaking, okay? I was in a 5.5 earthquake a couple of years ago. We were here at the house, and Jeremy was in the shower, no less. So that was kind of scary. Of course, he did what he thought was right, hence the meaning that he ran outside with a towel wrapped around him, because being inside of a very slippery shower during an earthquake is not safe. So he ran out of the bathroom. He's like, "What do we do?" And I just said, "Don't even think about running outside." So he came running out of the bathroom in his towel, not sure what to do. But in any event, California is known for its earthquakes. It's also known for its hot weather. So normally when I do my radio shows, if I do a dance show, I'll say, you know, welcome to the shake and bake hour, because you shake as you dance and then you bake if you live here in California. And I will say this because I've honestly been a witness to this. When we lived in an apartment complex for senior citizens and disabled, there was an elderly neighbor of mine who was very daring and very interesting. He took an egg and cracked it into a pan, and he put it on the asphalt of the street. He waited, and it didn't sizzle immediately. Like, if you put it on the stove, it only takes a minute or so, and it starts to cook. So, you know, obviously the temperature is much different on the stove. It's much hotter, but within 5 to 7 minutes, I kid you not, the egg started sizzling in the pan. And he got a spatula and he cooked an egg. And it didn't take him more than 7 or 8 minutes altogether. And he started cooking an egg on the street in the middle of a horrid, hot, humid, ugly summer. And it is humid here. Actually, it wasn't as humid in Blythe where we were, but here in Palm Desert near Palm Springs and everything, people say, "Oh, it's dry heat." Oh no. Because you've got the golf courses out here and they have all the bodies of water. So it's basically man-made humidity. And it's, I wish they would have just left nature alone, but everybody likes to golf, so I'm not complaining, I guess. But, they've got tons of golf courses and resorts and all these places out here, so there is so much water. And then, of course, maybe an hour from us, you have the Salton Sea, so it's like, oh, it's humid. Yeah, and people don't think that, but it can get very humid out here at times. Slide to unlock. And so that was the reason this whole emergency preparedness thing, pause recording button, you know, got me thinking 0, 3. About that.